number 15, and we'll begin reading in verse number 1. One-way street tonight. Just a one-way street tonight. There's not a bunch of different ways when you get on a one-way street. It's just one way, and that's what I want to share with you tonight and just see where God will lead us at tonight. John chapter number 1. John chapter number 15 and verse number 1. I'm sorry. John 15 and verse number 1. I would ask you to stand as we reverence the reading of God's word tonight. And the Bible says tonight in John chapter number 15 and verse number 1, I am the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away. And every branch that beareth fruit, he purgeth it, that it may bring forth more fruit. Now you are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. Abide in me and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself except it abide in the vine, no more can you except you abide in me. I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me ye can do nothing. Verse number 6. If a man abideth not in me, he is cast forth as a branch and is withered. And men gather them and cast them into the fire, and they are burned. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, you shall ask what you will, and it shall be done unto you. Herein is my Father glorified, that you bear much fruit. So shall you be my disciples. As the Father hath loved me, so have I loved you. Continue in my love. If you keep my commandments, you shall abide in my love, even as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. These things have I spoken unto you, that my joy might remain in you, and that your joy might be full. Let us pray. Father, we love you, and Father, we thank you. Lord, I pray for all these prayer requests tonight, as Brother David's done said. Lord God, there's a lot of hurting, and there's a lot of pain, and there's a lot going on. But Father God, we do have joy tonight, knowing that we have a Heavenly Father, Father God, that hears our prayer tonight. Hears our request tonight, Father God, and you're going to meet them needs. We believe that tonight. We agree on that in the name of Jesus Christ. Father God, there's not nothing that you can't bind up and that you can't take away tonight, Father. And Lord God, I pray tonight that you'd bind up some of these, the ones that's been to the ER tonight. Father God, the ones that's went that way today. Father God, the one that's going to the doctor tomorrow. Lord, all over this house tonight. The one that'll be going Friday, Lord, you know all the names. Lord, I'd pray tonight that you'd reach down from heaven. Lord God, our country tonight, I'd pray you'd bless it. And Lord God, I'd pray you show this church, but I'd pray you show this preacher tonight that there's only one way tonight, and his name's Jesus Christ. Lord God, I pray I always look to that. I pray I never get into so much theology, Father God, that I'd look any other way but to the name of Jesus. Lord God, I pray that any man that ever stands behind this sacred desk, I pray tonight that he had preached, thus saith the word of God. Father, I love you, and Father, I thank you. I thank you for what you do in my life. Bless the reading of this word. Bless this message tonight. I ask it all in Jesus' most holy, precious name, and all of God's people said, amen. You may be seated tonight. John chapter number 15 and verse number 1, the Bible says, I am the true vine. That's what he says tonight. He said, I am the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman tonight. I'm talking about a one-way street tonight. I'll never forget the first time I went to Birmingham, Alabama, and we went down downtown, down there where the hospital was. Kaylee was a little bitty thing, and we had to care, and we got going down through there, and I'd always lived in Detroit, man. They were even a red light over there. Y'all know what I'm talking about? And we turned down that street, and man, these people are honking, and they was hollering, you're going the wrong way. Turn around. Turn around. I told Brandy, I said, what are they talking about? She said, look down. And we looked on the ground. It said a one-way street. Friends, you know what will happen on a one-way street? When you're going the wrong way, you'll get run over. You'll get hurt. You'll get injured on that one-way street. So tonight, I want to tell you tonight, on the authority of God's word, there's only a one-way street tonight. There's not many ways to heavens. There are not a different many ways to heaven, not a many different ways to God. There's only one tonight, and his name is Jesus Christ. Hey, you may get tired of hearing that, but as long as I stand behind a sacred desk, I'm going to start at Calvary, and I'm going to end at Calvary, because that's what my faith, hope, and trust is built on tonight, of the finished work that he did on the cross of Calvary. Tonight, I would say to you, as we read the word of God, Jesus Christ is the one-way street. Let me give you a list of seven things tonight that Jesus said that he is tonight. He said, if you're hungry, he said, I am the bread of life. John chapter number 6 and verse number 48. He said, if you're in darkness, he said, I am the light of the world. John chapter number 8 and verse number 12. He said, if you need an open door, he said, I am the door. John chapter number 10 and verse number 9. He said, if you need a guide, he said, I am the good shepherd. John chapter number 10 and verse number 11. He said tonight, if you're spiritually dead and don't know what to do, he said tonight, I am the resurrection. In John 11, 11:25. And by the way, tonight I'm not waiting on the resurrection. I've met the resurrection. Can I get an amen? Hey, when you meet Jesus Christ, I'm not waiting on that day when he busts them eastern skies, whenever that day may be. I don't have to wait on him to come back to know that he's real. I met him in my life. I've met that resurrection. He said, I am the resurrection. If you believe this, you'll have life tonight. But he says, not only are you spiritual dead, he said, I am the resurrection. But he said, if you're looking for a way, he said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. In John chapter number 14 and verse number 6. Hey, but we get here tonight, and the seventh thing he said, we find tonight in John chapter number 15 and verse number 1. He said, if you're unproductive tonight and you want to be productive, he said, I am the true vine. John 15 and verse number 1. All seven of these tonight show that I am, which is Jesus Christ tonight. He said, there is no false vine. There is no false bread. There is no false darkness. There is no false door. There is no false guide. There is no false deadness. There is no false looking around and finding what to do. When he gives you I am tonight, he says, there is no false. There is nothing else. I am that in your life and what you need tonight. And he said, I am the vine tonight. All seven of these show that Jesus Christ tonight is I am tonight. So let's look at tonight a one-way street of being productive as a child of God tonight. A one-way street of being productive as a child of God tonight. And if you're going to be productive and I'm going to be productive in what God's called me to do in this Christian life tonight, there's three things that I must look at here in the Word of God. Number one tonight, we must look at the vine. We've got to look at that vine and see what that vine is tonight. He says, I am the vine and my Father is the husbandman tonight. We see that the vine, he is a true vine. There is no other vine. He is the rule tonight. He is the one tonight that we follow tonight. He is the vine that comes up out of the ground. He says tonight, we see the authenticity of that vine tonight. He is the real deal tonight. Friends, I want you to know that the world we live in, there's a lot of things grasping for your attention, and there's a lot of things grasping for your time, and they want you to do a lot of things. But I want you to know, when you get on that one-way street, you've got one thing to do tonight, and that is to please our Heavenly Father, God Almighty, tonight. And he says in the Word tonight that true vine tonight, that authentic vine tonight, it'll grow out of that stem tonight, and you can see it in your life. Turn with me to Isaiah 53 and verse number 2 tonight, and I want to show you where he prophesied this in the Old Testament tonight. Isaiah chapter number 53 in verse number 2 tonight, we see what he says here. And we see in the Word of God tonight, a one-way street tonight that we're on in this life that we live in. In Isaiah 53 and verse number 2, the Bible says, for he shall grow up before him as a tender plant. Hey, that's Jesus tonight. He said that he shall grow up before you tonight. And look what he says. For he shall grow up before him as a tender plant and as a root out of a dry ground. Friends, tonight I want you to know this right here. Hey, when there is no water, he is the water. Amen? Hey, when there is no life, he is the life. And he says tonight that he'll root up out of that dry ground. He hath no form, no comeliness. And when we shall see him, there is no beauty that we should desire him. Friends, tonight I want you to know, if Jesus Christ walked among us today, there would be nothing beautiful about him that we would desire to want him. You know what is beautiful about him? Is the attributes that are inside of him. That love that comes from him. That fruit that he bears in his life, because he is the Son of God tonight. And we see in the Word of God, we see the vine, how true it is tonight, but also how accurate that vine is tonight. He says in verse number 1, I am the true vine, and my Father is the husband tonight. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away. And every branch that beareth fruit, he purges it, and it may bring forth more fruit. We see how accurate that vine is tonight. If you're going to be what you need to be tonight, and you're going to be productive, and I'm going to be productive, number one tonight, I must be hooked to that vine tonight to receive nutrients tonight, and how he wants to feed me tonight. You know, as a child of God tonight, when you've been around God, there's people in your life, they're going to know when you're in tune with God and you've been around God. He says tonight to receive nutrients, but also a water supply. He'll feed you, he'll grow you, and he'll keep you from dying in your life. But let me give you this right here. This is what this gets me excited. He says that vine makes you productive or faithful. He says in verse number 5 of this text, without him we can do absolutely nothing. Without abiding with this vine tonight, you and I can do nothing. You say, well, I can do a little bit. No, the Bible says that we can do absolutely nothing without being hooked to this vine in our life. Look what he says in verse number 5. He says, I am the vine and ye are the branches. He that abideth in me and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me ye can do some things. Oh no. He said, without me you can do nothing. You know what the Apostle Paul said in Philippians 4:13? He said, I can do all things through Christ. I want you to get this tonight. He said, I can do all things through Christ, or I can do all things through this vine that is growing in my, that's growed out of my life. He said, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me tonight. He says that vine, it strengthens us, and we can do all things through that vine. But you know that vine that we're talking about tonight, it's a very narrow way. It's not a broad way, and it does not allow you to do anything you want to do. When you're hooked to this vine tonight, it allows that branch to grow the way it needs to. You know that vine tonight, it won't let you grow any old way you want to. It won't let you run on the ground like you want to. It'll allow you to run the way that it wants you to run tonight. As I read a book this week, and we're talking about that vine and that fruit that we bear, I read a book this week talking about a sweet spot in your life. And this is going to hit home, man. It nailed me to the wall right here. And it was talking about a man who was 78 years of age, and he was a baseball coach. And if any of you in here has ever umpired baseball, or if any of you in here ever know anything about baseball, this will be intriguing to you. It really stirred my heart on how that when we're hooked to the vine, that there's a certain way that we have to do things if we're going to produce fruit. They said this 78-year-old man, he wasn't a very well-known man, but he would go in and he would teach other baseball coaches. And when he got to that place in his life, he walked into the sanctuary, and when he walked into that room full of coaches, he had a home plate hung around his neck. And when he had home plate hung around his neck, he asked everyone in there, what is this hung around my neck? And he said, and they said, this is home plate. And he said, I would ask you a question. Do any of you know how far it is, home plate is, across the front of the plate? Do you know how far it is across the front of the plate? And he asked, and he started with the little league, the little t-ball boys. And he asked the coaches, he said, do you know how far it is across home plate? The plate's like this, and it goes down. Do you know how far it is across the front? And nobody knew. And he said, it is 17 inches across the front of that plate. Very narrow. He went to the next group, and he said, I want to know to the ones that do Dixie Youth. Do you know how far, when you move up from that grade to the next grade, how far it is across the front of that plate? And then nobody knew. And he said, it's 17 inches. He said, when you play high school ball, do you know how far the front of that plate is on the front of it? He said, it's 17 inches. He said, do you know how far it is across that plate when you get into minor leagues? He said, it is 17 inches. He said, do you know when you make the major leagues, do you know how far it is across the front of that plate? And nobody knew. He said, let me tell you, it is 17 inches. He said, it doesn't matter where you start or where you go in baseball, that strike zone is always the same. You've got 17 inches to get it across that plate. He said, it's a very narrow opening there to get you a strike. And he said, if you go outside of them lines, you'll get hurt and you might even get injured. Friends, I want you to know tonight on the authority of God's word that we're just like that plate. Is a very narrow way to follow Jesus Christ tonight. He said, I am the vine and you are the branches tonight. You say, what does that mean in my life, preacher? Hey, I get you this here, what he said. When you're young, you're closer to the base. When you're young, you get a little bit closer and you can throw closer to where that base is. But as you get older, it gets further from where you pitch into home plate. Friends, I want you to know, as we get this way in our life, he said, we do not move that home plate to make it fit that young man when he's little. Hey, we make them know that we don't stretch it out and make it easier no matter how young you are. Tonight, on the authority of God's word tonight, if I'm going to be fruitful and you're going to be fruitful, if I'm going to be productive and you're going to be productive, the only way we're going to do that is that we abide in the vine tonight. We must abide in that vine tonight. And he says in the word of God, when we abide in that vine tonight, we know that we will hit our sweet spot. Or can I say tonight, we know that we're going to make it to home plate. Can I get a witness tonight? Friends, tonight, as we come to this place and we see what he says, he said there's a one-way street and we must be attached to that vine tonight. But he didn't stop with the vine tonight, but he also talked about the branches tonight. And I want to go to that tonight in verse number 5. He said, I am the vine and ye are the branches. He that abideth in me and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me you can do nothing. As we see this tonight and we look at them branches represent this, a born again child of God. That's what these branches represent tonight, a child of God that has been born again. Look what he says in verse number 5. Number one, tonight you'll be a fruitful branch. Look what he says. He said, I am the vine and you are the branches. He that abideth in me and I in him, the same bringeth forth what? Much fruit. Tonight, he said, if you are in that vine and you're right where you need to be with God Almighty, you're going to produce much fruit tonight. You're going to be fruitful in what you do. And I thought about that being fruitful, and I thought about being the vine and being the branches. And today, Kaylee got out of school a little early, and Brandy called, and she said, have you ate lunch? I said, no, it's about 10 o'clock. I said, I ain't ate yet. She said, well, we're going to go eat a little lunch about 1:30 if you want to meet us there. Well, Kaylee didn't know I was going to be there. She didn't know I was going to be at the place we was going to meet. And when I got there, and Kaylee was going to buy. She was going to buy her mama's lunch today. Kaylee don't have a job. Hello. Kaylee don't have a job. And I thought about being fruitful and how God uses that vine and you got branches out. And I thought about that. And I thought about how that vine and how God works that. So I beat them to that restaurant. And I sat down at 1:30 there to eat an early supper, late lunch. And as I sat there and waited on them, she come in. And her first question was this. What are you doing here? I'm thinking, I'm part of this family too. Hello. And then her mama walks in. And she sits beside me, and her mama asked her, said, are you buying lunch today? She said, I was until Daddy come up. You see, I don't get nothing out of that. You see, there's a lot of fruit in your life. There's a lot of bills. There's a lot of pain. There's a lot of things going on in your life that you're trying to take care of on your own. Hey, but can I give you this tonight? When Daddy pulls up, when God Almighty shows up, when He pulls up, you don't have to pay that tab. You don't have to take care of that pain. You don't have to take care of them problems. Friends, tonight, I want you to get this tonight. When Daddy pulls up, it's on Daddy's tab. Can I get a witness tonight? He said, you're going to do this. If you'll be just right where that vine would have you to be, and you'll be a branch that's grafted in tonight, He's going to take care of things in your life, and you can be fruitful in what God's called you to do. He says in verse number 5, you'll be a fruitful branch. In verse number 7, He wants you to be a faithful branch tonight. Look what He says here in 15:7. If you abide in me and my words abide in ye, you shall ask what ye will, and it shall be done unto you. He said tonight that if you'll be faithful, if you'll abide in that vine, what you ask, He will do in your life. What you ask, He will do in your life. Tonight, I would ask you a question. How many times in your life do you want God to do something, but you never ask Him to do what you want Him to do? You know why we don't ask sometimes? Because we believe it won't come to pass anyway. Brother Joy Barnes said a while ago about that young man that's going to come forth at some point in his life. And he said he'd be a leader in this church. And I agree with that tonight in the name of Jesus. I'd say tonight we need some faithful branches in this place. We need some fruitful branches in this place. You know, when you go to an apple tree and you see that apple tree out there and you reach up to grab that apple, you know what you want? You want an apple when you reach to that tree. Hey, you don't want to go to an apple tree and grab an orange off of it. It won't work. So what we do tonight, we stay faithful in what God's called us to do so we can be fruitful in the process that He has in our life tonight. But let me show you this. He said not only the vine we must look at tonight on a one-way street, but the branches are on a one-way street. If we're hooked up to one vine, and by the way, it's one vine. There's not a bunch of vines. They're one. I'm not very much on English, okay? But he said, I am the true vine. There's no S. There's no S. He's by himself. That's it. You can't hook up no other way. I've always heard if you hook it up right, it'll work. Well, if you make Jesus Christ your number one, you make Him that one-way street in your life, as the Bible says, He's, I am the true vine, not vines, I am the true vine. He said, you are the branch. If you abide in me and I in you, you shall produce fruit tonight. As we get to this place in our life tonight, we see that that branch can be fruitful, that branch can be faithful, but that branch can always also be full tonight. That branch doesn't have to have an apple here and an apple there, just every once in a while, but we can be full of that fruit that He would have in our life tonight. Of course, it's not apple. We know the fruit of the Spirit, joy, long-suffering, peace, kindness. We know these things, and them ought to be hanging off of you that somebody can come up to and grab a little love, and that's the first thing is love and the fruit. Somebody better come up to you and grab a little bit of that love off. Amen? Somebody ought to be able to grab a little, whatever they need of that fruit of that spirit, what they need in their life at that time, they ought to be able to grab that off your vine somewhere down that line, off that branch that you are. He said that we must be fruitful, we must be faithful, and we must be full. Look in verse number 11 tonight. He says, "These things have I spoken unto you, that my joy might remain in you, and that your joy might be full tonight." When we went through prayer requests tonight, it was all over the house. Every prayer request just about it in the house tonight was a prayer request that robs your joy. That robs your joy tonight. So how am I going to get my joy back? You just stick with that vine. You stick with that vine. You stick with that vine. You just keep letting Him produce that fruit in your life tonight. And as I look at this and I see this and talking about that home plate tonight and talking about how that thing is 17 inches across, that is very narrow. That's not very much room. And that's our Christian life tonight. You don't have but one life. You don't have a redo. You're going through here one time. Folks, tonight, if I can give you anything, you don't have a redo. You're going through here one time. Whatever God's called you to do, do it. Whatever God's called you to do in your life, and you know sitting there right now what He's wanting you to do, do it. You got one life. You're not going through here again. This is it. When you're laid down, that's it. You're not going to get another shot. You got a one-way street that you're going down tonight, and we must get it right with the way the Lord would have it to be. He said that tonight, if we're on that one-way street tonight, we must realize that the vine, we must realize tonight the branch. But there's one more in there that we don't really want to talk about a whole lot, but the gardener, the husbandman. It's good to talk about how that the vine's there and he's growing up out of the dry ground and, man, he's doing things and Jesus is alive and well in your life. And that you're a branch and, man, you're just on fire for God and, man, God's loving you and you loving God and everything's going great. But when you get here and you read this text, I want to show you what he says in verse number 2. He said there's a gardener in this field that we're in. In this life that we're in, and there's vine and you got branches that run everywhere. You know, he just don't let that branch just run. But he does something to that branch. He does something to that branch. Look what he says tonight, if you will, with me in verse number 2. And he says this. Verse number 1, "I am the true vine and my Father is the husbandman. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, He taketh away. And every branch that beareth fruit, He," who is that, preacher? It's God. "He purgeth it and may it bring forth more fruit." I want to stop right here and give you something. The gardener, which is God tonight. The gardener, which is God tonight. Have you ever had something happen in your life and you thought, man, that was not good? And then you get a couple months down the road and you thought, that's pretty good. I didn't think it was right at the time, but it's pretty good. You know why it's good now? Because the gardener is the one that made it happen to start with. Look at what he says tonight. He says that gardener, which is God, number one, we see that he is the inspector of the branches tonight. He inspects them branches. He inspects you and he inspects me on a daily basis. He inspects me and sees what's going on in my life. You know, we don't have a God that's just out there in the universe somewhere and don't take care of us and don't watch over us. He's watching over us tonight. He's guiding us. He's leading us in every aspect of our life tonight. And he says tonight, there's a one-way street that you're on, and I'm not going to leave you alone. I'm going to do some things in your life. He said, one thing I'm going to do in your life, I'm going to prune you. You know what when they prune you? Is when something on the end of that. Let me give you this. He says, I'm going to purge it tonight. Not only does he inspect, but he purges. Let me give you this. When he purges that branch tonight, he does something. Here's what it does. It cleanses that branch. It helps grow that branch. It removes the deadness of that branch. And what's holding that branch back from its potential in its life. From its true potential of budding out the way it should. Of budding out the way it should tonight. I thought about that one-way street this week a lot. A lot of folks are leaving this life and a lot of folks are leaving. I thought tonight, what kind of fruit am I leaving behind? On this one-way street that I'm on called Christianity. On this one-way street I'm calling born again. On this one-way street tonight, I'm running into people that may be hungry. Am I giving them the bread of life? I'm running into people that's in darkness. Am I giving them the light of the world? I'm running into people that may be thirsty. Am I giving them the living water? Folks, what I'm trying to tell you tonight is that every one of you in here tonight that's been washed in the blood of Jesus Christ, you are one of these branches tonight. And before you'll ever see the vine, you know what you'll see from a distance? The branches. You'll see a branch before you'll ever see a vine. Find you a grape orchard somewhere. You find you somewhere where grapes are growing. And you know what they do? I don't know what they're called, but that vine will come up and it'll start producing branches everywhere. And the branches will be everywhere. And they'll pick them up and they'll get them out of the dirt. They'll get them out of the mire. They'll get them out of the clay. They'll get them out of that stuff and they'll get it picked up and they'll get it on runners. Why do they do that? So that fruit ain't laying on the ground. You know what fruit will do when it lays on the ground overnight or very long? You know what it'll do? That fruit will get a bad spot on it. Won't be worth eating. It'll get a bad spot. But you know what that husbandman will do? He'll come by and he'll lift that branch up. He'll lift that branch up so it can run and it can do what God has intended for it to do. Tonight, you know what in the world we're living in since March? You know what it's done to me? Maybe to you? I don't know tonight. But you know what's been going on in my life? Sometimes I find my branch running on the ground. You know when it runs on the ground, you know what people can do when that branch is on the ground? It can be trampled on. It can be run across. It can be taken advantage of. But when the husbandman, God Almighty, comes up underneath you and he picks you back up out of that dirt, out of that place that you're at, and he places you right back on that runner. That's the name of it, a runner. When he places you back on that runner, you'll start producing fruit the way you should. Tonight, I'd be curious tonight. He is the one that inspects and he's the one that looks at your life tonight. I'd be curious tonight to wonder what kind of fruit he sees in my life. What kind of fruit I'm bearing in my life tonight. I talked to a man today on the phone. I was telling him about Brother David Whitaker. And I told him, I said, I want you to know. Man, I was talking about him. I'm telling you, the fruit that he's bearing in his life right now. And I started talking about him and telling him about the fruit that he bears in his life. And I see it every time I talk to him, I hear it. You know why that fruit is like that? Because it's right next to that vine. It's right next to that vine. Tonight, make sure that you're hooked into that vine tonight. That you can produce fruit tonight that would be pleasing. You know who the fruit's pleasing to? It's pleasing to God. Look what he says tonight. Let me show you this right here. Let me show you what he says tonight. He says that he is familiar with his fruit. Look what he says in here in verse number 8. Herein is my Father glorified, that ye bear much fruit. Verse number 8. So shall ye be my disciples. Tonight I believe that if we're on that one-way street tonight, we know where that vine is, we're attached right into that vine as a branch, and we let God do what he wants to do in our life. I want you to know tonight you'll produce so much fruit in your life that the whole world will be able to see that you're a follower of Jesus Christ by the fruit that you bear. By this shall all men know you're my disciple, if you have love one for another. Folks, tonight, my main thing tonight in my life, and I want to give it to you tonight, is finding that one-way street, which is Jesus Christ, getting on that path, following him the way he wants me to follow him tonight, and bearing fruit along that way. Tonight, I would ask you this right here. If the fruit inspector come in tonight and he started inspecting fruit in your life, how would it be? Been on my heart this week. I'd pray when he come by, he'd see that fruit of the Spirit hanging. He'd see that I have love, I have joy, I have peace, long-suffering, meekness, gentleness, them things in my life. He said, preacher, I don't have very much of that. You know, he says it's not the fruits of the Spirit, it's the fruit of the Spirit. We don't get to pick which one of them we want. Every one of them must be evident in our life. And we do that by being purged, by being pruned, by being by the husband on a daily basis. That's what he does in my life. That's what he does in your life. And guess what? When he cuts that branch, it hurts. It hurts. When I'm not doing what I'm supposed to do and he needs me to, and he whoosh, whoo, that hurts. But guess what tonight? He does that because he loves me. And he don't only do that to me, but he does that to you tonight too. When you know you're not right where you need to be, you know what he does? He shows us where we need to be. Let us pray. Our Father and our God, I thank you for this night. Lord God, I thank you that there's a one-way street that we're on. And Lord God, tonight, that one-way street runs by a vine tonight. And we are the branches along that street. And Lord God, you're the one that does the pruning. You're the one that does the purging. Father God, you're the one that does all things in our lives. Lord God, I'd hate to know I'd grow and grow and grow and be no fruit. Lord, I pray tonight that if a lost man walks into this church, he sees a bunch of born-again believers that's got fruit just hanging everywhere. And Lord God, if he needs love, if he needs mercy, if he needs grace, if he needs anything, that when he walked through them double doors back there, he could find it here. Lord, I'm praying for this church tonight and each and every one that's sick, the ones that need a touch from heaven. I'm praying tonight that you would touch their life in a mighty way. Father, I love you and I thank you. Lord, I thank you most of all that we don't have to get confused in what you say when you say you are the way, the truth, and the life. I'm praying tonight that you bless this church. I'm praying tonight you keep COVID away. Lord God, keep it out. Lord God, we pray a hedge of protection around this place, around each and every individual that will come through them doors. Lord, I pray tonight as we do an inventory on our life tonight, we allow you to check us and see where we're at tonight. Father, I love you, and Father, I thank you. I ask it all in your Son, Jesus, most holy, precious name. All of God's people said. Amen. Amen.